The Pearl of Great Price, a selection from the revelations, translations, and narrations of Joseph Smith, first prophet, seer, and revelator to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Published by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Salt Lake City, Utah, USA.
Introductory note. The Pearl of Great Price is a selection of choice materials touching many significant aspects of the faith and doctrine of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. These items were produced by the prophet Joseph Smith and were published in the church periodicals of his day. The first collection of materials carrying the title Pearl of Great Price was made in 1851 by Elder Franklin D. Richards, then a member of the Council of the Twelve and president of the British Mission. Its purpose was to make more readily accessible some important articles that had had limited circulation in the time of Joseph Smith. As church membership increased throughout Europe and America, there was a need to make these items available. The Pearl of Great Price received wide use and subsequently became a standard work of the church by action of the First Presidency in the General Conference in Salt Lake City on October 10, 1880. Several revisions have been made in the contents as the needs of the church have required. In 1878, portions of the Book of Moses not contained in the first edition were added. In 1902, certain parts of the Pearl of Great Price that duplicated material also published in the Doctrine and Covenants were omitted. Arrangement into chapters and verses with footnotes was done in 1902. The first publication in double-column pages with index was in 1921. No other changes were made until April 1976, when two items of revelation were added. In 1979, these two items were removed from the Pearl of Great Price and placed in the Doctrine and Covenants, where they now appear as sections 137 and 138. In the present edition, some changes have been made to bring the text into conformity with earlier documents. Following is a brief introduction to the present contents. Selections from the Book of Moses. An extract from the Book of Genesis of Joseph Smith's translation of the Bible, which he began in June 1830. See History of the Church, Volume 1, pages 98 through 101 and 131 through 139. The Book of Abraham, a translation from some Egyptian papyri that came into the hands of Joseph Smith in 1835, containing writings of the patriarch Abraham. The translation was published serially in the Times and Seasons, beginning March 1, 1842, at Nauvoo, Illinois. See History of the Church, Volume 4, pages 519 through 534. Joseph Smith Matthew. An extract from the testimony of Matthew in Joseph Smith's translation of the Bible. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 45, verses 60 through 61 for the divine injunction to begin the translation of the New Testament. Joseph Smith History. Excerpts from Joseph Smith's official testimony in history, which he prepared in 1838, and which was published serially in the Times and Seasons in Nauvoo, Illinois, beginning on March 15, 1842. See History of the Church, Volume 1, pages 1 through 44 for the complete account. The Articles of Faith of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A statement by Joseph Smith, published in the Times and Seasons, March 1, 1842, in company with a short history of the Church that was popularly known as the Wentworth Letter. See History of the Church, Volume 4, pages 535 through 541. Contents. Selections from the Book of Moses, page 1. The Book of Abraham, page 29. Facsimile number 1, page 28. Facsimile number 2, page 36. Facsimile number 3, page 41. Joseph Smith Matthew, page 43. Joseph Smith History, page 47. The Articles of Faith, page 60.